Hello and welcome to the Around Tempe podcast. This show is here to help you discover your surroundings in and around the Tempe area. A little prior knowledge just might take your enjoyment to the very next level. It's the perfect guide to your staycation and it's all time well spent, I promise you. The Pembrokeshire flag is proudly flown throughout this county and Peter Stock helped design it over 25 years ago. This is the story behind the design of this now iconic flag. So I'm with Peter Stock this morning, who is one of the designers, or the designer, of the Pembrokeshire flag. Which one of them, yeah. What gave you the idea to design a Pembrokeshire flag?
Well, what we needed to do was this. We were fighting for the return of Pembrokeshire, and we thought at the end of the day, we needed to have something that represented our county truly, that people could look to and say, yes, that's Pembrokeshire. So the flag itself is a blue background, and the blue, in actual fact, has got a really strong meaning. What it is that Pembrokeshire is a peninsula sticking out in the sea. We're surrounded on three sides by water. On the fourth side of Pembrokeshire, guarding our back, is the Preseli Hills,
yep.
Famous for its bluestone, which in actual fact is in Stonehenge. So that's the four corners, basically, of Pembrokeshire. We're on three sides by water.
Yeah.
So that's why we're saying four blues.
Yep.
Three by water, the fourth one then is the Preseli blue stone.
Okay.
That's why we've done the flag in blue.
Yep. And the yellow cross, where did that come from?
The gold cross is the gold cross of St. David, for the simple reason that St. David was born in Pembrokeshire.
Yep.
And the gold cross of St. David is also the emblem for Wales as a daffodil.
Okay.
When you think at the end of the day, the nations of Great Britain, their flag is their saint. Scotland is St. Andrew. White cross for a white thistle. England's red rose,
yep,
comes from the cross of St. George.
Yes.
Which is the red cross. Wales, the true flag of Wales, I always say at the end of the day, is a black flag with a gold cross, which is the flag of St. David. The gold cross, of course, for the daffodil of Wales.
Yes, of course.
But on the Pembrokeshire flag, it's got two meanings. One meaning is that St. David was born in Pembrokeshire and the gold cross is for the daffodil of Wales. But in the eyes of us Pembrokeshire people, we want the world to know, and any holiday makers coming in, that Pembrokeshire's got some of the best golden beaches in Wales. So the gold cross represents our golden beaches. The other part of the cross actually represents that in an evening time, when the sun is setting, it sets off a really good golden glow across Pembrokeshire, going from west to east. So that's what makes up the cross.
Okay.
In the centre of the cross, we then put the Tudor rose.
Yep.
For the simple reason that another famous person was Henry Tudor, who was born at Pembroke Castle.
Henry the Seventh.
Now, when you think at the end of the day, Pembrokeshire's united county, north and south, we had a bridge built across to unite us. But our flag has got St. David from the north of the county, and then we've got the Tudor rose from Henry Tudor in the south, all on our flag. Each corner of the flag represents every town, village and hamlet in Pembrokeshire. So if you start at the bottom right-hand corner, you've got Amroth,
yes,
Wiseman's Bridge, Saunders Foot, Tenby, Narberth and all the towns and villages within. Come onto the bottom left-hand corner, we then got Pembroke, Pembroke Dock, Nayland, Milford Haven, and the waterway going up to Haverford West, where you got in Hook and Langham.
Yep.
Come further over on the left-hand side, you then got the St. Bride's Bay. And from the St. Bride's Bay, we've got Dale, Littlehaven, Broadhaven, Newgill, St. David's, Fishguard, Newport, right up to St. Dogmell's. So therefore, that coastline covers every town, village and hamlet. But we have got one town in Pembrokeshire that is landlocked, and that's in the top right-hand corner at the bottom, which is Narberth.
Yeah.
And Narberth is right at the foot of the Preseli Hills and goes all the way right through then to St. Dogmell's, covering again every town, village and hamlet. So in Pembrokeshire, what we truly say at the end of the day is, this flag really means the people. It really means our county.
Thank you to my show partner, aroundtenby.co.uk, where you will find all you need to enjoy your stay in and around the Tenby area. If you enjoyed this show and would like to hear more, please subscribe via your favourite podcast player. Thank you for listening. It's all time well spent.